the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil brothers and sisters, too many are the Quranic verses and traditions that emphasize on the necessity of referring to the Almighty God, the Creator, the Absolute Cause, on all occasions and under all circumstances, so that the relation between the Almighty Allah and His servants will be firmer. One of such relations, if not the most important, which is familiarity with the concept of supplication, and we'll have a look at this concept of dua. In the Holy Quran, Almighty God has guaranteed responding to the pure and those prayers of well-intended servants. And moreover, He has encouraged on making dua a kind of daily activity for everyone, for all the servants, so that they will connect themselves. Those needy servants will connect themselves to the perfect Lord to whom everything is returned. Now, a believer must never dispense with dua and must always direct all his feelings towards the Creator. He must refer to Him asking for His help and guidance. So, the fact is that dua, like any other item of connection with the beneficent God, is conditional upon a set of matters and spiritual and material preparations so that it will achieve its aims and purposes as completely as expected. And we have many traditions. Our traditions are replete with different conditions, different prerequisites for the acceptance of supplication and dua.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az ba lava as. so that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you, Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, the school of supplication is a huge divine door and ocean. And this door is open to every believer. It has absorbed divine attention towards this world and has awakened the ignorant and busy man from getting involved in the wrong entertainments of this world, pastimes, and even in the future. So it has informed the human beings of their genuine needs. The most significant Islamic scientific resources are reserved in this sublime treasure and have been handed down to us. Some du'as that we refer to as transmitted supplications and prayers. So centuries, I think, should pass before a genius is found to open up this valuable reserve and to reveal all the mysteries hidden therein. Of course, during the long history of man, this untold secret has always been hidden in the hearts of the man of piety and knowledge, and the present wits have not been well equipped to solve them. Thus, that precious jewel has always remained intact in the hearts of men of God and those divine men. We hope that we shall never be deprived of this great asset in years to come. We also hope that the elite, our scholars, those divine men, could take advantage of this immense divine knowledge, and they could help the others benefit from this valuable treasure. We hope as well that this group of thinkers could reveal to people the brightness of this divine revelation in such a way as to release this nation from the false holders of this sea of knowledge. And we will take benefit from this. Now, what we are here to do mainly is we want to have a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran, and also we will try to define a supplication using the whispered prayers and the verses of the Holy Quran as well. Now, the scholars are well aware of the fact that there are different and numerous ways to describe and explain an ambiguous issue. Each way is used in certain conditions to cause man to reach his aim. Now, there are different ways of defining something. One kind of definition is verbatim definition. This is where we use a clear concept in order to solve an ambiguity. We also have a kind of definition which is referred to as real definition. And that is when the essence of an object is in question, and then we describe the category to which it belongs. We also have other kinds of definition, for example, like Sharh al-Ismi definition, and this is when we are asked about the appearance and effects of something. That's when we provide a person with some features of that object. Now, since the old times, the provision of defining supplication has always been available. So, in this program as well, we will offer several definitions for supplication from different points of view. We will refer to that, God willing, later on. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you. Yeah, Allah, oh Allah, be with me.